Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Southern rust has made noticeable impacts on cornfields in Nebraska this year. As these fields open up for grazing following harvest, many are wondering, does rust affect how we manage livestock on those acres? Southern rust is a fungal disease that creates lesions on corn leaves, weakening the plant in the process. While limited research exists on the direct effect of corn leaf quality, what we do know is that infection causes leaves to senesce earlier and nutrients to be remobilized from the leaf and stalk to help with grain fill as the plant's photosynthetic capacity declines. So what does this mean for grazing residues? Overall residue quality may be somewhat lower, but the bigger concern is that there's simply less leaf material left. Along with the husks, leaves are the primary component of residue-based diets. Their loss, therefore, can indirectly lower overall residue feed quality. In addition, with earlier senescence and existing tissue damage, corn leaves are likely to decompose faster than normal, shortening the window of grazing even further. There is one bright spot. Southern rust requires actively growing tissue to survive, so it won't overwinter in residue. It must blow in from the south each year, meaning that there's no risk for spreading the disease through grazing or feeding infected residues. Southern rust may not change corn residue quality directly, but it can reduce the amount and quality of available leaf material. Monitoring residue condition and adjusting stocking rates or grazing duration accordingly can help make the most of affected fields while maintaining livestock performance. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.